Hey bosses, I'm back with another segment of Business Tea with Tay, and today I want to talk to all my ghosts out there. If you're a ghost, you should probably know who you are and know why I'm calling you a ghost. Let me not say a ghost, the business ghost. You're a business ghost, which means that you inquire about a bunch of services or products, and then you either leave the person on red or you don't follow through. And it's perfectly fine if you don't follow through. Things happen in life, but this is specifically for my ghosters, my people who inquire and then never show their face again, or my people who inquire and don't reply, but then inquire again and still don't reply, and then inquire one more time and still don't reply. We're stopping all of that shit in 2020 because that's annoying, okay? And I want you to understand that what you give is what you get. So if you're giving half-ass and you're giving nothing, and nobody's saying you have to go through and purchase any service or product that you've inquired about. Nobody is saying that at all, so do not take my words and twist them up. But what I am saying is you are a person, just like I'm a person, just like whoever you're talking to is a person, which means we have eyes. We're able to speak. If you are no longer interested, that should be something that's coming out of your mouth. If that's not something that you can afford, that should be something that's coming out of your mouth. Stop inquiring to businesses and business owners and leaving them ghosted, because their return and their reply, and for me personally, in my business, I'm blocking you because you've wasted my time. And now some of you guys might say, wow, that's a little extreme. But just imagine just sitting there talking to somebody. They're asking you questions. They're going into detail. You're giving them every A, B, C, D, E, all the way to Z that they can ask for. And then your question is, are you ready to move forward? And they don't reply. You know how frustrating that is? But those are also the same people who aren't getting consistency in their business because they're not consistent within themselves. So if you're a ghoster, if you're a person who does this, and you might not even notice that you're a person who does this, who inquires and doesn't return back to the person that you inquired to, or how about this? You inquired to someone and you didn't reply, so they hit you again with another message and you just read it. What makes you think that somebody would want to purchase from you? Not even service you as a client. What would make you think that I would want to purchase from you if you can't even reply? If you can't even say, no, I'm not interested. No, thank you. Yes, I'll get back to you next week. Sorry, I didn't mean to open the message. Anything. If you're not able to verbally communicate amongst your colleagues, then you're not able to verbally communicate with your customers. It's evident and it's showing. I didn't inquire to you. You inquired to me. So I'm doing my job as a business owner and following up. You have to do your job as a business owner and be able to vocalize and verbalize exactly what you need, what you want, and how you want it. No, this is too expensive. I'm sorry, I can't purchase this. Yes, I like this idea. Let me get back to you in a couple weeks. Allow that person to know that I'm not wasting your time. Because when you're a ghost, all you're doing is wasting their time and your time. Because you know you're not going to go through with this purchase. You know you're not going to go through with this service or this product. So what's the point? What's the purpose? Why are you wasting time? Just to be able to be a post? Just to be able to be a commenter? Just to be able to say, oh, I reached out? For what? You don't get a medal. You don't get a plaque. You don't get anything for that. So don't waste people's time. In 2020, stop wasting time. That time that you spent inquiring about something that you're not going to follow through on could have been spent on your business. Could have been spent on leveraging and growing and bossing yourself up. Stop playing with people. It's just that simple. Stop playing with people. Again, nobody said you have to purchase. Nobody said that. But give people the respect enough as a business owner to allow them to know what's inside your head. If you, I can't tell you how many times I have people message and inquire to me about a service. In 3-4 days, I don't hear anything back. By day 5, I've messaged them back and they're like, oh yeah, I did want this. But how would I know? If I would have never messaged you back, we would have never had this conversation. Be on top of your game. Be on top of what you're doing. Be on top of your shit. It's about to be 2020. And when it becomes 2020, nobody is standing for this anymore. You want to be a ghost? You ghost your damn self because now you're blocked. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting other people's time. Stop being a ghost. If you know you're not going to go through with this, then don't even inquire in the first place. Stay on top of what you're doing. And then if people are inquiring to you and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember what we were talking about. That's unprofessional. That is unprofessional. First of all, reading somebody's message in a professional standard and not replying is unprofessional. Now, if you're a consumer and you don't own a business and you don't reply, okay, that's you, that's what you do. But if you are also a business owner inquiring to another business owner and you don't reply and you just read their message, that is unprofessional. Because you can simply say, no, I'm not interested. And you could be like, well, why do I have to say, no, I'm not interested? I read the message. That's common courtesy. That's business courtesy. You cannot enter the business world if you don't have business courtesy. Come on now. Get it together, y'all. It's about to be 2020. It's 2020 already, okay? We got, what, 3 weeks left in December? It's going to go by like that. Stop playing with yourself and stop playing with other people. If you're going to be a ghost, leave your ghosting ways in 2019. Because 2020, we're not standing for that anymore. And if you're a business owner that always gets people to go, that ghost you or doesn't reply, we need to work on your closing the deal skills. Because there's certain mechanisms and skills that happen, that take place, that can lead a prospect into being a buying and returning customer. But we'll talk about that on another date. Right now, we're just talking to the ghost. If you're a ghost, get your ghosting out for these last 3 weeks. Do what you do for these last 3 weeks and change yourself in 2020. Be a different person, be a better person, be who you want to be, and be how you want people. People who treat people like that get treated the same way. And don't wonder why. Oh, wow, I don't know why anybody's buying. Do you know what you're doing to other business owners? Respect yourself and respect the others around you. It's just respect. Respectfully declining, respect. It's just respect. Respect others. Just like you want to be respected when somebody inquires to you about what you have going on. I know you get frustrated when people read your message and don't reply. Don't do it to others. Do amongst others what you would want done to yourself. And that's what I'm going to leave you guys with.